Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Gatos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Boy, then, what's the matter about it, picking and singing?
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me is always a mere few hundred miles to my right, a man who some classless heathens may see as nothing, but to me, he is everything. The irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome, everybody, everyone listening in from all over the world. Before we get into this too deeply, I just want to state emphatically and for the record that neither Mattman nor I, the J-Man, will be lip-syncing during this show.
That is correct, and I'll mark that off my joke list, Jay.
Yeah, well.
How's things down there in your redneck of the woods?
Cold, but clear and sunny. A little 28-degree morning, a little on the chilly side, but it'll be nice heading up toward the 40s. Not too
that's
bad.
Nice.
Yeah, just warm enough so that the antenna won't stick on my car.
That's good, that's good. And you're not going to roll down your back window now, are you?
No, that window is not ever coming down again.
Excellent.
Nope.
Well, it was gray and gloomy here. I mean, it's still cold, but as soon as our show started, Jay,
mm-hmm.
the skies parted and the sun came out.
You know what? That's what everybody listening experienced.
Exactly.
And David Lawrence rolls into the room, and the first thing he says is, "Where's Joe?"
Of course he does.
It's entirely possible that she's avoiding you. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you what, Jay, it's kind of funny he said that, because I do have a kind of amusing stalking-related story for the show today.
Excellent. Got a big crowd in the chat room, in fact.
Yeah, a big sexy crowd.
Mm-hmm.
We got Average Chick.
Oh,
David
yeah.
Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Fortune Cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And our favorite Canadian, J-Man.
How you doing?
Jamie.
And of Jamie. Course,
the lovely Di.
Hey. Jersey Babe.
Jersey Babe.
And a few guests hanging out here with us, too.
Yep.
Hope everybody has a good time. You guests could always register with Blog Talk Radio,
mm-hmm.
and that way you could join us in the chat room. It's free and easy, just like your hosts.
That's correct. And once we open the phone lines, which will be shortly, you can all call in at 661-244-9852. But first, J-Man, you have a
yes.
couple shout-outs.
Got a couple shout-outs. I want to congratulate Shakira on the birth of our first child.
Yeah.
And I got a shout out to our new good friend who met via the YouTube yesterday, Mr. J Banks for Life. If you see our official Facebook page, show page, at facebook.com/IWS Radio. I posted a video of him chugging a pint of Wild Irish Rose.
Yes.
And then letting out a huge belch. And I just kind of felt like he really fit in with the the tenor of our show. And I just wanted to give him a shout out. He kind of felt like maybe we were making fun of him. And so I had to talk to him a little back and forth. Still reserve man to still reserve man, and now everything's cleared up now. Everything's cool.
So is the video back up?
Yeah, the video's there, and he's happy. And he's getting some hits, and he's feeling good about things.
Yeah, so y'all need to check that out. Although it is White Rose, it's still, you know, he's putting forth the effort.
He didn't put it in the bag either, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, doing a little advertising for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so anyway, you got that taken care of. You got to be careful, you know, Matt, on these social media sites. People misunderstand you.
I know.
Misread
what
you're saying.
It's terrible. It's sad.
Yeah, you got to watch out for that.
I don't really have a shout out myself. Oh, Rhino in another losing effort by the Lions. He did have 14 points and 12 boards for a double-double.
Double-double. I had one of those last night, too.
Did you really? How was it?
It was delicious.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, so shout-out to Rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And shout-out to our good friend Lonnie, who found a piece of plastic in her Pop-Tart.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Piece of plastic. Posted it on Facebook. The Pop-Tarts people got in touch with her, and they are giving her a free box of Pop-Tarts.
That's excellent. That is, you know, that's the best thing about social media sites.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten free jerky, free pizza. Oh, it's great. Giving a voice for the common person.
Yep. Now, and I told her, I told her that the I'm with Stupid Empire is there for her if she does not get satisfaction from the Pop-Tarts people.
Exactly.
That we would bring them to their knees.
We are that strong.
If necessary. But everything, apparently she's okay with it. She's good with the one box. I'd have gone for a case, but apparently she's okay with the box.
Yeah, well. I will tell you, a shout out to our guest blogger today over on our website at iwsradio.blogspot.com, one Jim Stewart, giving some insight on Bitches, Bikes, and Guns, a true American, a patriot, a veteran, and a proud
defender.
He lays it
all out. A hell of an all-around guy.
He is. So, once again, go read that at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yeah. In fact, you might, when you get there, scroll down to the post before that, which kind of sets up today's post.
It does.
My neighbor, Shastina.
Mm-hmm. Jim has a little thing for her.
And, you know, who wouldn't?
And by a little thing for her, I mean he has a little thing for her. So, Shastina, if you want to come collect, just roll on up here to Bagwine and get your little thing from Jimmy.
He's ready to give her the 30 most depressing seconds of her life.
Yes. So big inauguration the other day.
Oh yeah.
Another peaceful transfer of power from one to himself.
Exactly. And coinciding with the peaceful transfer of power was, of course, Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was a banner day for the racists, Matt. They were you know, they use Martin Luther King Day really as kind of a way of warming up for bitching nonstop through Black History Month of February. And one of our good former friends didn't let the day go without a few comments. Our good buddy, Mr. Joker, posted a raging almost completely incoherent, unintelligible, racist screed about Martin Luther King Day and Black History Month. It was pretty spectacular in its ignorance and patheticness, but anyway.
I don't know why he'd be so upset. We celebrate Cinco de Mayo, for God's sakes.
Exactly.
I hate this brown-on-black crime.
Yeah. What I love about it most is everybody who bitches and whines about Black History Month doesn't seem to have a problem with any of the other ethnic-centered commemorations. It's just
no,
the blacks that they.
No.
It's the only time they get pissed off.
Yeah, well. And if anyone I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you enjoyed the inaugural address.
I did. Of course, I had the sound down because, you know, that was kind of like, that's my nappy time, Jay. That's my,
of course
you're my nappy time.
Well, I thought it wasn't bad. I thought the first half of the speech was a little, but the second half, I thought he got into it pretty good, and it wasn't bad. He hit on all the things that I enjoy him talking about, you know, tolerance, justice, peace, things like that. Things that piss the Tea Party off. You know?
Controversial issues.
Yeah. Things that make people, the Tea Party, go, here we go again. Tolerance. Ugh.
And actually, when he was saying that, all those people were actually hearing was, he's coming for my guns. He's coming for my guns. There was a couple highlights. One in particular, it's kind of two snippets, and it shows you the difference between the coolness factor of the Democrats and the less than cool factor of the Republicans. You know, Kelly Clarkson's marching up to the podium to sing her song, and who snaps his head around to take a look at her ass?
Bill Clinton.
Bill the man Clinton.
That is one of the great screenshots of all time.
And it wasn't, you know, it was out there. He just whipped it out there. His head.
Oh, yeah. He
said, look.
Yeah. He doesn't, you know, he's nothing subtle about Bill.
No, there was no subtle.
He just leaned right over and like, hello, how you doing?
And when I saw that, I gave him thumbs up. And then later I saw a video clip of Beyonce and several other, yes, several other dignitaries being walked to their seats. And right behind her, the Republican from Wisconsin, Representative Paul Ryan, he is walking behind her, and he's not even checking her ass out.
I know.
What
I know.
The
See,
hell?
I can never vote for that man.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
But I will tell you, did you notice that when they hit that top step, and just before they started down the stairs, Congressman Peter King of New York leaned over two people with his cell phone and snapped a picture of Beyonce. I like that move.
Well, there you go.
I also like the fact that afterwards he said he didn't know who the gentleman who was with her was. He doesn't know who Jay-Z is.
Yeah, well.
You know, he's some New York guy. Never heard of him.
Well, at least he was halfway cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, big controversy over Beyonce, whether or not she lip-synced. Apparently there's a discussion about what lip-syncing is. She was certainly singing along to a track, which they all do. That's even Kelly Clarkson did that. Whether or not she just lip-synced or she was singing along with that track or whatever, I don't know. I don't really care either.
I didn't either. She could have just stood there. It would have been great.
Oh, no. Yeah. It would have been fine. I was hoping she'd break out in a single ladies, do a few tunes for us.
Yes.
I think Joe Biden was hoping for that, too.
Yeah. I hear Joe Biden and Al Roker are best friends now.
Well, somebody has to be friends with Al Roker, I guess.
Did you see that, Jay?
I saw that.
It was creepy.
It was a little weird. I saw Joe run over to the to over there and lean across the barricades and high-five a bunch of people in the crowd because he's a rock star.
He is.
And people mock him. They make fun of him. They make all the jokes. But the man is loved.
I love him.
Oh, yeah. It's great. So, and this is a great opportunity for me to ask you.
Yeah.
Madman, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being absolute 100% certainty and 1 being not a chance in hell, how likely is it that Joe Biden runs for president in 2016? Madman.
2.
Wrong. It's 3.14. I think Joe is entertaining himself by getting people all worked up thinking that he's going to run for president.
Well, it could be a 10 right now until, about sometime in late 2014 or early 2015, Hillary says, I'm in.
And it's all over.
I doubt if there will be a primary.
Yeah, I think most everybody else will be out. So, hey, got a great idea.
What, open the phone lines?
Damn right, let's do it.
And we'll open the phone lines, and you can call in and tell us your thoughts about the inauguration or whatever, because this is Nothing and Everything Day, at 661-244-9852.
Oh, hey, guess what?
What?
22 new followers on Twitter in 2 days.
Really?
Yes.
You're hot. You're a hot commodity.
Oh, in a row. You know what? I got a new system, too.
Really?
Because, you know, I get followed by all these social media gurus and and all this other stuff. And, of course, I never follow them back. And then after a couple of days, they would unfollow me. Well, now I do follow them back.
Mm.
And I then put them in my filter so that I don't see their social media guruing, but they don't unfollow me. And it keeps the follower count going up. How clever is that?
You should work on Wall Street, as you evidently know how to pad your numbers.
That's right. And you know, the chicks dig a big follower count, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they claim size doesn't matter, but
we know it does.
Yeah, they're lying.
And, Jay, we have a phone call.
We do.
Who would this be?
I don't know.
917, you're with Stupid.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hola.
I'm calling from an undisclosed location.
I know that, and that threw me off because...
Yeah, I know it. You tried to trick us.
Because you have to wait a second before you speak, Ms. Dye, okay?
Okay, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen... The lovely Diane.
My Brooklyn Belle is in Jersey hell, with the hookers and the meth heads and the urine smell. She dreams of waking up in the Gregory Hotel, because my Brooklyn Belle is in Jersey hell.
I'm tingling.
Ooh. Ooh. So am I.
I've never had a theme song before. Not my very own. I've had songs dedicated to me, but, you know, the bitch's back doesn't count.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure you've had people call up Casey Kasem and send in their long-distance love requests, right?
All the time.
Yeah, I thought so.
All the time. It got so tiresome. Oh, baby, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. What's on your mind today, Di?
I don't know. Let's see. There was a wonderful little video snippet of our First Lady at the luncheon. And she was sitting next to Boehner.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And while she was eating, he said something, and she did that wonderful kind of eye roll, not an eye roll. I'm looking at you. You make me want to vomit. Without ever not chewing. It was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know what that was the result of, don't you? She got a got a contact buzz from all the scotch on Boehner's breath.
Probably.
I was sitting here all day long. You know, that throughout that, when they had their little luncheon and all that other stuff, I just kept thinking, yeah, Boehner's pulling the flask out, refilling his glass. But, you know, I don't really, I think that she was rolling her eyes at, because you saw Obama was laughing and Boehner was laughing. And I think it was probably something similar to Schmoop rolling her eyes at Matt and me.
Probably. But I prefer to think of it the other way.
Yeah.
And then the other little screenshot that was, it wasn't anywhere near as good as Bill checking out Clarkson, but Chuck Schumer, wonderful, absolutely love him. Nobody whines as well as he does. Checking Beyonce's ass out the entire time she was singing the national anthem.
Well, there you go.
I mean, he looked a bit like he was in a position similar to worshiping at the Wailing Wall.
You know, he's a senator and he's a husband, but he's still a man, Diane.
Yes, he's the man.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad that he escorted President Obama everywhere on Monday in case somebody came running at them with a camera and he could jump in front of him.
He would not do that, man. He's very shy.
He
could take a camera for him at any moment. I've got this, Mr. President. Anyway, I think the kickoff to his presidential campaign for 2016 went okay.
Yeah.
It went
all
right.
It wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. It's weird that I seem to be the only one who knows that he's running, but he's running.
The next photo op will be him. He'll be personally checking out every single container at the New York ports.
Probably.
with the family dachshund.
He'll have safety glasses and be walking around it with a Geiger counter. It's safe. Move it on.
Not since Dukakis in the tank will there be such a photo op.
Yeah, we don't need to relive that.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, speaking of Boehner and his drinking, someone impressed me very much Inauguration Day. They had Colin Powell on, Morning Joe, live from the Dubliner Bar in Washington, D.C., and at 8 a.m., Colin Powell was sitting in the bar drinking a Guinness.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Honorary. He was an honorary Irishman for the day.
That's cool.
And,
I
you know,
like
Guinness
that.
Is a – that's a very healthy breakfast, by the way.
Of course.
I mean, that's a lot healthier than having a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Well, you get all your fiber, all your wheat.
Sure.
Yep. Your hops, your grain, your barley.
Yeah.
Your buzz. Yeah, maybe if he'd had another one, he'd have been sitting there going, and let me tell you something else about those bushes.
I was a little disappointed that he had to, you know, stay in his comfort zone and have a, you know, kind of a dark beer, but... He could have had a Pilsner.
Actually, if he'd had a second beer, he would have looked at Joe Scarborough and said, "So, tell us about the dead body in the office, Joe." Gonna have to clear that up if you're planning on running for office again, don't you think?
if he wanted to honor Obama, he really should have mixed the light and the dark.
Oh, yeah, you should have had the, what is it, the harps? light
something
poured in with the Guinness or however they do that.
Mm-hmm. A little black and tan.
Yeah, a little black and tan. I bet Mika was just appalled at their behavior.
I doubt
drinking
it.
Beer
probably already had a fifth of vodka by 5 a.m.
I named my cell phone Mika after Mika Brzezinski.
God.
Because
why?
I plugged in the headphones and I was watching YouTube videos and mm-hmm. I cranked it all the way up, volume all the way up to full power, and a little note came up and it said, "Listening to music at high volumes will damage your hearing," and then it turned the volume down by itself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's something she would like.
Uh-huh. Got scolded by a cell phone. It's a little weird.
She's big into the mommy state.
Uh-huh.
Even our phones have no respect.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who else doesn't have any respect?
Who, Maddie?
This is disturbing news. There was an arrest in San Diego recently. A man was arrested making a threat to cause death, give bodily injury, and more importantly, charges of stalking. And this man
mm-hmm.
was one Peter Robbins, better known to people as the voice of Charlie Brown.
Outrageous.
What's going on with these voices?
In my head.
Well,
I say that
two.
Every night.
I mean, first Elmo and now Charlie Brown.
I know. I can't picture Charlie Brown making a threat. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I could see Charlie Brown trying to stalk somebody, but he screwed it up, right?
Exactly. But I heard the alleged victim, one Lucy Van Pelt, is much happier now that he's in custody. Which is, that's nice.
Oh, goodness.
And we have a couple minutes left in the live stream if you'd like to chime in on the phone lines. It's 661-244-9852, and if you don't get in when we cut off, you can always go back in the archives and listen to us.
That's right.
Catch the last 15 minutes.
Yep. We got Miss Fortune Cookie in there. She could call in and we could relive the greatness of our lesbian celebration.
Yeah,
so.
she could tell us what she's crocheting now.
Oh, I know. She's
Ooh, I like
knitting.
Crocheting.
Oh, yeah, she's into crocheting now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing hotter than a lesbian crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my hippie days, I used to have a lot of crocheted clothes.
I still do.
I know. I think the next time you change your Facebook photo, which will be 30 seconds from now, you should wear the crocheted vest. You know, where your nipples show? I love that one.
I'll try to find that just for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Angie could call in from her fort that Macy built for her to try to stay warm.
Uh-huh.
Apparently it's a little cold on the lakefront the last couple of days.
Oh, well, she can't call in today, Jay, because as she says in the chat room, she is currently busy hating heteros.
I love her.
Well, all right. Just stay warm.
Stay warm in your
big flannel shirt and jeans and combat boots.
I'll tell you what, once our guest blogger Jim Stewart reads today's website, he'll be hating heteros too pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Shastina was pretty happy with the blog. She was pretty happy with the the count, with the hits. She was hoping for more comments, but
I was happy with Shastina's picture.
Uh-huh.
Is Is she the girl with the combat pants down around her knees?
Yes. And what's not to like about that?
I always love a girl with her combat pants down around her knees.
Mm-hmm.
Fortune Cookie can crochet or something to keep her a little warm.
Yeah, and she heads north to live out her dream life with little Jimmy Stewart.
I have some more entertainment-related news, Jay. It's not all politics.
Ooh.
No, there's
big
stuff going on. I guess there's going to be a biopic of Lance Armstrong that was picked up by some production company. It's called The Cycle of Lies, The Fall of Lance Armstrong. And a guy who appears in our pictures on our promo is interested in doing that movie, playing Lance. Bradley Cooper wants to play that role.
Oh, I thought it was going to be... I thought Matthew McConaughey was going to want to play him.
Nope. Bradley Cooper, in all seriousness, he said he's wanted to play that for years. He thought it was an interesting story. But then I guess you didn't see it in the article, but the reporter said, you seem really excited that you would really just die to play this role. And Bradley Cooper said, I'd give my left nut to play that role.
Bradley Cooper, I've about had enough of Bradley Cooper.
Really?
Well, come on. Look, he's tall. He's good looking. He's a great actor. He's rich. He can speak French. He's best friends with Jennifer Lawrence. Fuck him.
That's true.
How dare he?
Who the hell does he think he is?
Exactly.
Enough.
Could us lesser people get a few crumbs off the table of your success?
You know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt stepped from the side of Zoe Deschanel to flip him off once. So yeah, starting to get tired of him, Mr. Awesome, Mr. Perfect.
You know who I never get tired of, though, Jay? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, who could get tired of him?
He just signed on for a new movie. He signed on to do Terminator 5.
There you go. Something new and different.
Yeah, and I thought they could title it Terminator 5, Rise of the Assisted Living Workers. Maybe he could snag Kirk Douglas to co-star with him.
You know, maybe they could do a prequel to all the Terminators, and his bastard kid that he had with the maid could play him.
Oh, God. Oh, that poor kid.
Well, poor is not one way I would describe him.
Yeah,
I think he's pretty well set.
True, but...
The joy of Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Oh, I love me some Schadenfreude.
I don't. I hate it. I just do it for ratings and revenue. Personally, I find it disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it's despicable acting.
Oh, I take a shower after every show and beat myself with a loofah. Say, bad boy, bad boy. And then I get out of the shower dripping wet and naked and call Jay and say, hey, who are we going to pick on next show?
I just suddenly had this vision of the two of you doing your pre-show warm-ups, dripping wet, naked.
Mm-hmm. You know it. But
I think
remember,
there should be a picture of that on the website.
No, I don't think we should.
But We always put a towel down to sit on because we're not savages.
That's right. Yeah, really.
That makes it all better.
Got some breaking news here.
Really?
Yes, after spending the entire day yesterday telling everybody who he spoke to that Bill Callahan sabotaged the Raiders in the Super Bowl back in the day and intentionally lost to John Gruden and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tim Brown is this morning saying, I never said it was sabotage. I never said he did that intentionally.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, kind of walking that one back a little.
Yes.
Roll the tape.
Another Notre Dame person who just can't quite seem to tell the truth. What do you know?
That's right. Jay, Bill Callahan wasn't even the coach. Tim Brown made him up.
He was an imaginary coach.
He was an imaginary coach.
Yep, losing the Super Bowl was an imaginary tragedy in his life.
I want the Patriot wives to get their own show on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
What a bunch of bitches.
Yeah, well, first, I tell you what, I'd watch that with the audio muted because they're all supermodels.
Those are some vicious women.
Mm-hmm.
When I put it together, they're supermodels, which means they're hungry, which makes them grouchy.
Very true. But, you know, the thing about Wes Welker's wife, other than the fact that she's hot, is that what she said it was true.
Mm-hmm.
About Ray Lewis. It's just having your wife or your mommy fight your battles for you is never a good look for an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, as far as Ray Lewis goes, I'm not going to sit here and have him moralize to me for 2 weeks while he's got 6 kids by 4 wives and was implicated in a double homicide and, you know, other shit, you know.
And accused the two people who were later acquitted.
Right.
It just
right. Testified
matter.
Against the two people who were acquitted.
And I'm a numbers guy, Jay, and it does not add up.
No, it doesn't.
Well, accusing and testifying against innocent people is from the Lance Armstrong playbook.
Exactly. Oh, he's the worst human being ever. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong
You know, it's really funny. So many people have said negative things to me because I always said, kind of like you, Jay, when you said there was something about John Edwards that you never trusted.
Uh-huh.
There was always something about Lance Armstrong that just didn't sit right with me. He always looked slimy.
I
don't care how much money you raised for cancer. I mean, anybody can do that. Without asking the world to thank them every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I never doubted for a second that he was the scumbag he's finally been proven to be. And I'm feeling very vindicated these days.
He didn't even apologize.
Yeah,
well,
it's one of the great benefits of being a pessimist, actually.
Because he can detach himself. That was that was someone else.
Right.
This is me now. That was someone else.
Just like OJ has convinced himself he didn't really decapitate two people.
No, that was the old OJ. I don't even know that person anymore.
It's an out of body experience.
Yeah.
Doing crazy stuff.
It was astral projection. That was pretty good.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That was hot.
Jay, we have a substitute mailman.
Oh.
I just saw him next door looking up at the building, double-checking the address. Such an amateur. Where's my angry mailman?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get someone else's mail today, which is good because it could maybe be a check instead of a bill.
maybe somebody else will get your mail, huh?
Yeah, we hope so.
maybe little Jimmy Stewart is the one with the $90,000 hospital bill.
That's unbelievable, Matt.
It's not even close. Oh God, it'll probably top out at about $115,000.
Yeah, and you know, and I gotta say, Matt, I wish I had, when you posted that on Facebook, and my only comment was, "Holy shit!" I wish I'd had something more articulate and deep to say, but that's really all I had.
That's all you can say.
Well, I was so speechless that all I could do was click like. And then I didn't even know what I was liking.
You know, I have a problem with that because both you and Jay did that. And I'm thinking, why are they liking this?
They're
probably yucking it up.
I was liking as a form of commiserating with you.
Right.
Yeah, well, stop it.
Yeah, the like button is pretty universal. It's you're acknowledging something, you're saying, you know, oh wow, you're agreeing with the person on some level.
Yep.
And
thanks to Facebook, the entire meaning of like has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, my sister posted on Facebook. She was posted a picture of her cuddled up on the couch with Cosette, and Kelly. You know, Kelly had the flu, and Cosette was taking care of her, keeping her warm, and so I clicked like. And a friend of Kelly's starts scolding me that I shouldn't have clicked like and I shouldn't be liking the fact that my sister had the flu or whatever. And I had to send an email to Kelly and say, you know, it's, you know, she's lucky I'm a nice person. And I just let that go. But the like button doesn't really mean like all the time.
People are so literal.
Yeah. unless Facebook would give us a that sucks, that's a bummer, you know, stuff
like
that.
Well, then people would be complaining that there's too many buttons to read.
There would be a nice option that you could click on that just says, aww.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Well, if I had known at that time that you could type in, you know, colon, P-O-O-P, colon, and it would show a little pile of poop there, I would have said, holy poop, instead.
But you still would have liked it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we got about 3 minutes, or 2 minutes left in the show. And Jay, breaking news, I just got an email that one Tina Stahl is following me on Twitter. And you have to check her out. Yeah.
Maybe I will.
She's a drag racer.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say drag queen for a second. I was
no.
Going, all right.
Yes. But she's not my Brooklyn Belle.
She's from New Jersey, hell.
I'll always be Brooklyn. I'll always be. The difference between Brooklyn and New Jersey is Brooklyn is a waste of life. Jersey is toxic waste.
All right. Nope, less than a minute.
Less than a minute.
I love my song, Maddie. Thank you.
All right, then. Well, let's play it as we go out of here.
Thank you, Jay. I love you.
Love you too, babe. Bye, everybody.
Good show, guys.
All right. See you all on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Hit it.
My Brooklyn Belle lives in Jersey, hell, with the hookers and the meth heads and the urine smell. She dreams of waking up in the Gregory Hotel because my Brooklyn Belle lives in Jersey, hell.